down. Put.
You're listening to Lower Road Radio, voted by Podcast Monthly as one of the top 50 sports radio podcasts to premiere in January of 2016. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what sportspodcast.biz.gov calls subpar at best.
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you another time for Lower Road Radio with my co-host Jason as Owings. Jason as Owings?
No. Well, yeah, kind of.
I don't know. I'm not quite myself today. This is episode 57 of Lower Road Radio. How are you doing, Jason?
Good. I think it's a good day.
Yeah?
Did you see what happened last night?
No.
Specifically the Georgia-Kentucky game.
I was watching it, but then I stopped watching it. So
Brett Musburger's last broadcast.
Oh, yes. I did see that. Yeah.
I'm okay with this. I'm not a huge Brett Musburger fan.
He's from Montana.
Okay. It doesn't make me like him any less or more. It's a neutral statement. He's from Montana.
Sure. Whatever. Yeah. You're not a Musburger fan.
No.
What do you got against Musburger?
I feel like he hates Ohio State.
He probably does. Yeah. He's a Northwestern guy.
Right.
He went to Northwestern.
It's just every broadcast, it feels like it's always leaning anti-Ohio State.
I'm not like in my list, and we can do our Mount Rushmore play-by-play guys another time. But if I'm making my list, Musburger's not on it.
Of your favorite, yeah.
No, he's not. I feel like...
Who's the one little short black guy, Gus?
Yes.
I like him a lot.
Yeah, he's good.
I can't think of his last name.
Gus. Oh, man.
Gus something.
Yeah, no, he's really good.
Yeah.
Young, I mean, I don't know if I could put him on Mount Rushmore yet.
Yeah, well, he's got a long ways to go.
Sure, yeah, he's an up-and-comer for sure. But I feel like Musburger... Did you hear that all that stuff that happened with the Oklahoma player? What Musburger said about him? And
do you think he's forced out?
I kind of get that. It just happens so quick.
Yeah.
Normally, when these older guys
they
retire,
go on a tour,
it's like it's like a long drawn out thing. And Musburger said he's going to help his cousin start a business in Las Vegas or something. I mean, it seems so phony.
He's 77 years old or something. Yeah. I mean, he's not young.
The whole thing seemed phony and weird to me.
I didn't even know he was retiring until the broadcast.
Yeah.
I turned on I was laying down. I was really, really tired. I went to bed a little early. And I turned on the game as I was laying down, and they were just like, this is happening.
I'm like,
So
they're being very pro Musburger, on SportsCenter. They're doing Musburger's famous calls. They did the same stuff with Berman, But, boy, it sure feels like a coincidence, an awful big coincidence that he did what he did.
Well, once again, there's different avenues to share your thoughts. And on a public broadcast, don't share any social commentary.
We never do.
This is not a sports broadcast. It's not that.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, just keep the politics out of it. Keep the social
commentary
out of it.
Yeah.
None of us wants to hear that.
Especially Brett Musburger is a play-by-play guy. He's not even the color guy, that would give a pin. He's not like Charles Barkley or something like that,
Yeah.
No.
I was going to make a joke.
No, we don't need – we don't want to do what Brett Musburger did. We want to do the opposite of what he did.
It was sitting there, sitting there ready to be said.
All I'm saying
is – I'm going to avoid saying it.
All I need
– I want to really bad, though.
All I need from Brett Musburger – All I need from Brett Musburger is 2nd and 9. That's all I need.
Yeah.
What's going on? And as far as college –
a tremendous play.
When you think of Musburger, you think of college football?
Mostly, probably, yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too. And if I'm saying who my favorite college football play-by-play guy is, it's Keith Jackson, right?
Oh, yeah, okay.
I love Keith Jackson.
Yeah, not a big Keith Jackson
fan. What's the thing he always says? Oh, Nelly!
Yeah.
I like that. I'm a big fan of that. Childhood memories wrapped up
in it. Yeah, no, I like the nostalgia and the old guy stuff, but honestly, I think some of these new guys are better.
Gus Johnson,
Gus Johnson, that's what it is.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So you're happy the Musburger's gone.
Yeah.
Bring in the new blood.
New era of sports.
Well, I feel like they should completely, like they should play with the format. You know what I mean? They should completely retool. Like, why do we do what we do? Why do we have a color guy and a play-by-play guy? Yeah. You know what I mean? Or two color guys and a play-by-play guy. Why can't you have two color guys? You know what I mean? Like, we can probably watch the game without being told every single thing that's happening.
Yeah, like, Mike and Mike was doing the Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was interesting. Yeah. It's just a whole different – I don't know if I could watch a whole game like that.
Yeah, I would like it. See, that's
what – That'd be fun. They ought to do, because now with smart technology and online streaming and there's 1,000 different channels for everything, you ought to be able to select – each game should have, like, 3 different play-by-play guys.
Sure.
And you can just select which audio you want to listen to.
You almost feel like what happened was they – you know, the first TV broadcast – they just put radio guys on it. Yeah. And when it comes to radio, you do need a play-by-play guy, right? You need a guy telling you every single thing that's happening.
Right.
And that just kind of morphed into TV, where maybe if TV was the first thing that happened before radio, maybe we would have done it differently.
Because, I mean, yeah, you're seeing it.
Yeah, so you might not have the idea. Like
the play-by-play call, like if it's college football, he doesn't say, and he takes the handoff on the left-hand side, going 10, 5, 10, 15, 20. Like, you don't see that as much.
Not as much, but some.
The old guys do. Yeah. I don't think the young guys do.
I don't know. I think Gus Johnson does.
Well, Gus Johnson is amazing.
Yeah. Gus Johnson's great. There's no doubt about that.
I like
that.
Gus Johnson.
Yeah.
We should get Gus on the show.
Gus, we know you're a listener. You have to be.
Yeah.
Come on the show.
He's a Big Ten guy.
He is?
Well, he worked for the Big Ten Network.
At one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now he's Fox, I think.
I think so.
No, Gus Johnson's great. Better than... Are you a Joe Buck fan? Some people hate Joe Buck.
I know. I fall on the side of liking Joe Buck.
Okay. I like Joe Buck, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
On 0 to 10, 5 being neutral, 10 being you love him.
Yeah.
I'm like a 7.
Yeah.
Like, I like him.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I think
it's the same thing with Bob Costas. I like Bob Costas.
I'm conflicted with Bob Costas because I think he's like really arrogant.
Yeah,
you know.
But I think he has the right to be arrogant.
He's really good at what he does.
Yeah,
I think Bob Costas for me because he does so much on the baseball Ken Burns documentary.
Yeah,
that I like kind of fell in love with him at that point.
Yeah,
you know. I actually read his book. He's got a book called Fair Ball, or I think Fair Play, or something like that. Yeah. Where how he would change baseball if he was the commissioner.
Yeah.
And I've always felt like we should make Bob Costas the commissioner of baseball.
President of the universe. I like Bob Costas.
Yeah. No, I think people find Bob Costas and Joe Buck arrogant.
Yeah.
And that's why they don't like
him.
I'm
okay with – I like arrogance.
You're arrogant.
Yeah. It's been said once or twice.
Okay. Okay. I'm not quite with it today. I'm a little under the weather.
Okay.
And I'm drinking, my wife made me some sort of tea.
Yeah.
That's got
Earl Grey lemon.
No, it's not Earl Grey. It's a green tea.
Okay.
With lemon and apple cider vinegar.
Ugh.
I know. The apple cider vinegar
is just. And it's hot, right?
It's hot tea.
Yeah.
So it's tough. But they say, I don't know if Bob Costas says it, but they say apple cider vinegar is very good for you when you're
me, on the other hand, I've got my classic
Coca-Cola. Still rocking the cans. Haven't moved to the...
it's slightly cheaper than the bottles.
It is.
Which I would prefer the bottles. We've talked about this, but...
Ad nauseum. The other day at the mall, I mean the other day, I don't know, a couple months ago, we were at the mall and we were walking around. And Erica was like, I really need something to drink. Like, all of a sudden, you know, she's just like, I need something to drink.
Now.
I'm like, okay. So there was a candy store that we were right beside. So I walked in the candy store.
Are you at the Marion Mall?
No, Polaris.
Polaris, okay.
And so I walked in the candy store. They don't have stores open in the Marion Mall.
I know. That's why I was confused. I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah.
First of all, why are you at the Marion Mall?
Second of all, there's
a store?
I think the Marion Mall is where the Ninja Turtles live now. I think they...
It's our secret base because nobody ever goes in there.
Yeah. So anyway, there's a candy store. So I walk in and they had a little cooler with drinks.
Yeah.
But it was all like Coke and root beer and cream soda in glass bottles.
Ooh, yeah.
So I said,
I love a good cream soda in a glass
bottle. So I just got a Coke in a glass bottle.
Yeah.
And they even had to – I thought, I don't have a bottle opener.
Right.
You know what I mean? What am I going to do? Well, they had one there. So I – you know.
Because it was like old school. It wasn't like a twist cap.
No, it was like a real, the old school thing, yeah. And anyway, we drank it, and it was the best Coke I've had in a long time. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
The glass bottle's the way to go.
Absolutely. And I think some of those are bottled in like Mexico with like
real cane like sugar. Yeah, better.
That's the best.
All right. Really quickly, we got some business to go through. I'm working on making jingles for all of our regular segments. So I've only got one done. On our next show that you listen to, whenever that one drops, we're going to have a we always do the Netflix suggestion of the week. We'll have a Netflix jingle. That's the first one that I've done.
Yeah.
So I need to make an ESPN Streak for the Cash jingle that we would be playing right now.
Right.
But it's not playing right now.
Can we use just a da-da-da, da-da-da?
We could, but I don't know, like, rights-wise, but let's face it, we play stuff every week at the end of the show that we don't have the rights to.
Well, what if, yeah, we should just make that jingle, da-da-da, da-da-da.
Maybe I could work that out on my guitar.
Yeah.
And I could just, in the background, go, da-da-da, da-da-da.
It's a great sound.
It is pretty good.
Yeah.
I think ESPN at one point had a, now maybe I just had this idea. But I don't think so. I don't think this was in my brain. I think this is something that actually happened. Do you remember an ESPN commercial where they had a live band play the ESPN song every time it was being played?
Yeah.
And they, you know, like the scenario was the band had worked out a deal where, you know, you could use our song, but we had to play it live every time.
Yeah, I think.
And
I
so they're
that.
Like in a back room, they're like, go, you know what I mean? Right. And so they play every time.
I think I remember that.
Okay. I thought that was pretty funny.
I don't know.
I love the ESPN commercials.
They're the best.
They're the best. What's your favorite?
Gosh, I don't know. You put me on the spot. We should do an ESPN commercial draft.
Yeah. I remember the Lance Armstrong one was good. Do you remember that one?
No.
Dan Patrick is like typing away on his desk,
yeah,
and the power goes out, and he kind of looks up, he's kind of confused, yeah. Walks down like to the basement, opens up a door, Lance Armstrong's like on a bike, he's like, Lance, what's up? He's like, sorry, Dan, I didn't think anybody was here anymore, right. And he starts riding the bike again, and the electricity comes on.
I think some of the best ones are the ones from like 15, 20 years ago,
yeah,
like the Stuart Scott, Dan
Kenny,
Patrick,
the Kenny Mayne ones.
Oh, yeah,
funny.
Yeah.
There was one when Kenny Mayne was like working out all of his play-by-play stuff, you know? I forget. There's like, it was Ken Griffey Jr., and he kept on like trying new catchphrases.
Right, yeah.
It was really funny.
Yeah, Kenny Mayne's the best.
I love Kenny Mayne. Did you know he had a sitcom on ESPN?
No.
Yeah, it was like an internet sitcom. It was like, I don't know, like 12, 13 episodes.
Okay.
It was really funny. It was really funny.
I like Kenny Mayne.
I don't know where you could find it.
Yeah.
All right. So ESPN Street for the Cash. Last month, Adam the Male Nurse not only won, but he broke records. Yeah, so
for our group,
good job, Adam. Yeah, for our group,
not for the whole thing.
Oh no. So we're proud of you, Adam, for doing that.
13 games
at one point, right? That was his highest.
I think
that's
it was
where
13.
He got. Yeah. Here's my thing. I do it for a couple of days, get a 1-2 game winning streak going, and then lose, and I'm just depressed. I'm like, this is stupid. I can't do this.
I know.
So anyway, so that's ESPN Streak with the Cash. You can find us on ESPN Streak with the Cash. If you search groups Lower Road Radio, then you can find us, and you can play along, and you can be the champion for a month.
I just want to win our group.
Yeah, I'd like to. It seems like I came close once.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? All right, so that's ESPN Streak with the Cash. You know, we have the Super Bowl coming up, so we do want to talk about the Super Bowl because as you're listening to this, the Super Bowl is, you know,
it's right around the corner.
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
Or it just happened.
Yeah, I guess. You
it depends don't, when you listen to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you could listen to it, and you could be listening to this in the year 2020, for all I know.
Yeah, well, yeah. Then Super Bowl 75 would just be coming out.
I mean, there's a good chance that, you know, at this point, 2020, you and I are, you know, the show is, you know,
massive.
Yeah, it's like that's this massive reach, yeah. And somebody goes back and wants to listen to the original,
yeah,
like episodes.
Yeah,
I mean, this could be archive footage. Somebody like in 100 years could be listening
footage?
To this footage. It's not footage.
No,
archive audio. I don't know.
Magnetic tape.
People could be talking about like what we're talking about, right now, the words that we're saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like they laid the groundwork, the foundation for what we know of sports today.
Yes.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. They'll be saying that.
No doubt.
Yeah.
So anyway, we are going to talk about the Super Bowl, but before we do, one of the things that we talk about maybe the most in all of our shows so far is LeBron.
Yes.
You do not like LeBron.
Yeah, I just have mixed emotions because I love LeBron, and then I hate LeBron when he acts like a little baby. And I wish I would like to use stronger language than that.
Well,
but occasionally my kids listen to the show.
Sir Charles. Now, he's not King James. He's just no, Sir Charles.
Just Sir Charles.
Charles Barkley, as he does, he criticizes a lot of people. It's his job.
Yeah.
You know, he called LeBron James whiny.
And he is.
You know, because he's wanting another playmaker, yeah, so on and so forth. So LeBron apparently had had enough. And this is what LeBron said. Are you ready?
Yep.
I'm not the one who threw somebody through a window. I never spit on a kid. I never had unpaid debt in Las Vegas. I never said I'm not a role model. I never showed up to All-Star Weekend on Sunday because I was in Vegas all weekend partying. All I've done for my entire career is represent the NBA the right way. 14 years, never got in trouble, respected the game. Print that. And then he says this, go watch the 93 finals when John Paxson hit the shot. Barkley and Jordan were laughing and joking with each other during one of the games while somebody's shooting a free throw in the finals. But oh, nobody were friends back then. Ah, oh, I like it. LeBron, shots fired. And well, it seems to be directly at you.
Me, yes. Jason.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well.
Because he's absolutely right about, like,
no,
I hate,
no,
that's,
he's
I
not.
Hate that criticism no, that you have. Like, no. Oh, everybody's friends today.
No.
They were doing it back then.
No,
like, they were
that
laughing.
Was one random shot.
No, they were doing it.
No, they all, were not. No, not nearly to the level. Now they're all, like, sleeping at each other's houses and having sleepovers. And, you know, they dress up and have costume parties together. They play patty cake and eat cotton candy.
Whatever.
They're a bunch of babies today.
Whatever.
They are. Absolutely, they
LeBron
are.
LeBron James is not a baby.
He is a baby.
If you spent like a week with LeBron James, you know, and you watched his schedule and you watch what he does yeah. every day, his work ethic and everything that he does and his competitive edge, I'm convinced that if you spent a week, a month with him, you'd be like, this dude is a beast. And I am like seriously impressed with him.
Physically, he's a man.
Yeah, you don't get that way with like without like yeah. a competitive drive and yeah. a crazy work ethic.
Mentally, he's a baby.
No, he's not.
He absolutely is.
No, he's not. That's what I'm saying. Like Boogie Cousins, for instance, okay? Boogie Cousins is kind of flabby and he's this talent, but you can tell he doesn't really take it seriously, right? Yeah. He doesn't have like that mental edge and he's always because if he had, he would look like LeBron, right? LeBron is mentally tough.
LeBron kind of looked like that when he was 16 though.
He was 16 years old.
I know, but what I'm saying is, like, some guys, is no. they just are.
No, LeBron's different. No, 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 no.
You have taken the
no,
LeBron Kool-Aid,
no.
my friend.
No, LeBron is a physical specimen.
Yeah, because he was born that way.
No, no, no. Because
Will Chamberlain was probably his
Boogie
dad.
Cousins, it could be. Boogie Cousins, it could be the same way. Absolutely the same way. And Charles
Some
Barkley...
Some guys just have to work harder than others. That's what I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, I don't think anybody works harder than LeBron.
Then why doesn't he shoot better than 72% from the free throw line? Work harder than LeBron. 72%, really? I just watched my daughter's 7th grade basketball game last night. There's three girls in that team that shoot at least 80% from the free throw line. 7th grade girls. And you're telling me a paid professional who crafts his game, who works really, really hard, who does the best that he can, gets paid multi-millions of dollars every single year to represent Cleveland and the game and everything else, can't shoot better than 72%. That's awful. I did that in junior high.
I think this is your go-to. I think you always go to this because you don't have anything else. This is your only statistic that you know, and it's your only... I think it's always your fallback because
no,
because I do
example.
Agree.
It's the example of everything who he is across the board. Why is he crying for another playmaker? Isn't he the playmaker? Did Jordan ever cry for another playmaker?
LeBron's,
no.
LeBron's bench is garbage, and he looks at these other teams that he's going to have to play against.
Oh, I agree with him in the sense that the other teams in the NBA are creating super teams. They just are.
Yeah, and he wants some bench players.
I get that, but he, I don't know. When he does it, it just does not come across right. I don't know what the deal is. He just sounds like a crybaby.
I think you're predisposed to think that.
I am.
Yeah.
But I don't think everybody in the league right now is that way. I don't think Russell Westbrook is that way. Russell Westbrook is a beast.
I love Russell Westbrook.
When he throws down a dunk, he throws it down. Like, he is a competitor. He's a beast. He doesn't cry. Westbrook is not a crier. He'll punch you in the face.
He's angry.
He is a throwback to 1988.
Well, all I'm saying is, I think...
That's what I'm saying. Just compare Westbrook to James. There's a huge difference. Huge. Huge.
Huge. All right. Well,
you can't tell me there's not a difference.
Yeah, there's a difference.
A huge difference.
They have a different personality type.
James had the Westbrook, if you could switch, you know, do the classic, what is it, the, you know, they both touch the, was the Fred Savage thing?
Fred Savage?
Yeah, don't they both touch
the Wonder Years?
No, there's a movie where they both, like, touch an object and they switch bodies.
Him and Judge Reinhold.
I don't know.
Do it, I think.
Anyways, if Westbrook and James could switch bodies, Westbrook would, beyond a shadow of doubt, be the best physical athlete, basketball player, stud of all time.
You think so?
Without a doubt.
Just because there's a guy in the league, you know, that you can point to that maybe has a whatever, a more something mentality than Jordan, than James, doesn't make him like garbage. It just means there's somebody that's higher.
The Westbrook mentality is the same mentality that Jordan had, that Barkley had, that Bird had, that Magic had, that all those guys had.
What if I told you there's a guy in the league today who is maybe even more so than that, but nobody gives him the credit for it?
More strong?
Like he's more of a Westbrook type. Like, you know, he's got more fight in him.
Does he produce?
You can't just fight. Over the last 30 years, there are only three players who've registered 8,000 points and 2,000 assists in their first five seasons.
Okay.
That's right. Only three players. Yeah. Do you want to guess who those three players are?
Westbrook.
Nope. Jordan, LeBron, and Damian Lillard.
Oh. I like Lillard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a tiny guy. Smaller than Westbrook.
Yeah.
You know, and I think Damian Lillard is that type too. Sometimes I wonder if these like smaller guys, they just have to have that. You know, LeBron never had to have that because he's always been.
Well, Jordan was on the smaller side compared to LeBron.
Right. And I think Jordan grew into himself a little bit more too, you know. And Jordan, you know, you hear all this.
I'm just saying it's a mentality. It's the whole, like Larry Bird, like the when he first meets Jordan, takes the ball and throws it the other way. There's something on the inside that.
I am thoroughly impressed with LeBron James because I think the number of people that could do what he did, not just physically like do what he does on a basketball court, but to be so good so young, to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated when you're 16 years old saying you're the next Jordan, right?
Yeah.
And to be that much better than everybody else. See, when Jordan was younger, he wasn't that much better than everybody else.
Yeah.
He needed that. LeBron's always been better than everybody else.
Yeah.
And to still have the drive to do what he does. And like he said, he's absolutely true. All the stuff that he said about Charles Barkley spitting in a kid's face and throwing somebody through a window and hanging out in Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thoroughly impressed with LeBron James. Thoroughly impressed. And maybe if there's a competitive scale of 1 to 10 and Westbrook and Damian Lillard are at 10, then Jordan's at 10, maybe LeBron's at 8.
No. LeBron might be a 6.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You don't do what he's done if you're that low. If he was just a 6, he would just ride on his talent and, you know, and that would be enough. But that's not what he does. He works, man. He works.
Okay, the Cavaliers are 7-8 in the month of January.
Yeah, they're having a bad. It's the first time it's happened to him in 10 years that he's had a losing record.
And it's awful.
They just added Korver. They're trying to figure some stuff out. They don't have to be great. They're going to get a good seed in the East.
You're the guy who 2 episodes ago said if every team plays at their best, nobody could beat Cleveland.
Yeah, and they're not playing at their best.
This goes contrary to what we're talking about. James is crying for another playmaker. Mm-hmm. And you claim that if Cleveland plays at their best, they don't need another playmaker, that they're better than every other team out there.
Yeah, I think so.
Then why does he need another playmaker? He's a crybaby.
Because it's rare that everybody plays at their best. And the chances are somebody's going to get hurt at some point.
So he is surrounded by talent, which you say that he's not.
He's got good talent in his starting five. He needs a couple of guys come off the bench. Is what he needs.
No.
At least a guy that can come. I'm telling you, he needs. I want a guy that can come off the bench and score points.
I don't know.
That you can just.
I don't see it.
Apparently, they're working out Lance Stevenson. You remember Lance Stephenson?
No.
He's the guy that blew in LeBron's ear, remember, from Indiana? I think that's hilarious.
Well, I saw that there's like a list of 12 guys that are working out, and they're all garbage.
Yeah, they are.
They all have them average like 6.2 points a game and 2.3 rebounds. You
know, the Knicks offered Melo for Love. Do you know that?
Yeah, I saw that. I think I would take it if I was Cleveland.
Oh, I would not. Melo is a hot mess. I mean, no, you don't want him. You don't want him.
Kevin Love is not.
I think Kevin Love, that last game of the finals, figured some stuff out. And I think...
And so, yeah, he's helping them carry through January of this year, too.
With the listen, sub-500 they're having record. A bad month. It happens.
Yeah, they're bad because they're mentally weak.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Let's move on.
Let's move on. The Super Bowl.
I just have a love-hate relationship with LeBron.
It's a mostly hate. It's mostly like a hate-hate.
I want to love him.
Yeah.
I do. I really want
just
to love LeBron.
Embrace the hate. You know, just embrace it and just decide you're going to be the anti-LeBron guy. Because you do hate him.
I do hate LeBron.
Thank you.
But I also love LeBron.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Let's move on. Dun, 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 dun. That was a bad attempt at the Monday Night Football song because it's the only football. What's another football song?
I don't know. Like the Fox.
Dun, 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 dun.
The big
dun,
robot. Dun, dun.
Oh, no, that's dancing. NBA. Do you know that song?
Yeah.
Hmm. The big robot dancing?
Yeah, on Fox.
I hate that.
I'm just saying.
I think the Super Bowl's on Fox this year.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so Super Bowl, it's the Patriots.
51.
Sure. L1?
Yeah.
Let's stop with the Roman numerals. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous.
I'm okay, because it's the only thing we use Roman numerals for. Like, let's just keep it.
I'm not okay.
It was that way when it was 1992.
Yeah. I'm not okay too. With the Roman numerals. Maybe spell it out, you know what I mean? If you want to be a little different.
F-I-F-T-Y.
Yeah, like, you spell it out maybe. But enough with the Roman numerals.
I like the
Nobody
Roman
uses
numerals.
Them anymore. I feel the same way about cursive. Older people.
They don't even teach cursive anymore.
Why would they? Nobody uses it. There's no purpose for it.
You sign your name in cursive.
Yeah, it's just a scribble. You don't have to know cursive to sign your name. You can write it. You can do an X. It doesn't matter. It's just whatever you do.
I like cursive.
I'm anti-cursive. It's a waste of time. So it's Super Bowl L1, which we can only assume means 51. The Patriots and the Falcons. I did not think the Falcons had what it take to get there.
Uh-uh.
Had what it took to get there.
Yeah.
But I will say their coach is Dan Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Quinn, I think, has now been to three of the last four Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Because he was the defensive coordinator in Seattle. Now, I think Atlanta's always had a pretty good offense, good enough to go to the Super Bowl, but their defense and other things have been lacking. Now that Dan Quinn is there, their defense is good, and it's possible that this is the start. If Dan Quinn is like a great coach and Matt Ryan is getting better, that this is the start of like a 5-year run.
Yeah, where Julio Jones is young.
Yeah, where we see the Falcons in the Super Bowl like 3 times over the next 5 years.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's possible.
I know, but they said the same thing about Carolina last year.
I picked the Panthers to be in the Super Bowl.
I know.
To win
it. If New England wins and the Falcons lose, I'm telling you, the loser of the Super Bowl, it's something happens to those players.
Yeah.
In football more than any other sport.
Tom Brady has only lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl.
Really?
Yeah.
He's lost twice to the Giants.
If he wins the Super Bowl, he'll be the first 5-game Super Bowl quarterback.
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of amazing. He's 39 years old, and he just had his best playoff game ever.
Yeah.
And it's not like because they're giving him better players. No. Gronk's hurt.
Yeah.
He's throwing to nobodies.
A bunch of 5'10" white guys.
5 foot nothing, 100 and nothing.
Yeah.
As they would say in Rudy.
I saw a quote from Tom Brady. He said, like, a Super Bowl appearance is just a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and he's just had 7 of those.
Yeah.
You know, it's once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and he's had 7 of them.
I'm not a Tom Brady fan.
Yeah.
He went to Michigan.
Yeah. He wasn't even the starter at Michigan.
It was Drew...
Henson?
Henson? That sounds right.
Yeah.
And Drew Henson ended up playing baseball.
For the Yankees.
Yeah, not
well,
for
the
long.
Yankees franchise.
Yeah, they drafted him and it didn't work out. So I'm predisposed not to like a guy from...
Michigan.
And I think... I'm not a Browns fan, but I think Browns fans are predisposed not to like the Patriots because it's Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Because it's like you feel like he should be doing that here.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, the Browns have gone through a ton of coaches. Like, I don't even.
But he's the only one that I can remember that actually then went on to win somewhere else.
Yeah.
All right. So, what's your pick for the Super Bowl?
I'm going Patriots. That's who I had in the very beginning, right?
Yeah, I think you had Patriots over Green Bay in the very beginning.
So I'm sticking with the Patriots, and I'll go, you know, the win by two touchdowns.
You got the Patriots by
Yeah.
So not even close.
Yeah.
Well, the playoffs have not been good this year.
No.
You know, there've been a lot of blowouts. The Green Bay Dallas game was great.
Right.
But other than that, the games have been just okay. Yeah. There have been a couple that are better than others. So I'm really hoping to kind of redeem that with this year's
Super Bowl.
I'm thinking
it might be a one-touchdown game back and forth, and then they'll score late. You know, I mean, I think the game might be closer than that, but I think if it's all said and done, I'll say two touchdowns.
I'm gonna say the Falcons win. I think there's a big possibility that they're better than we even realize because they just rolled through. They've looked really, really good. I think they look more complete than anybody else, but I think I saw a list of the Patriots this year were the highest scoring defense in the NFL. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, which is crazy to think about. You know, because when you think of the Patriots, you don't think they're like some defensive juggernaut, but they are. The last like six teams.
But they played the Bills twice, the Jets twice, and the Dolphins twice.
That's true. Although the Dolphins were bad this year.
Yeah, but they're not
good. Well, they went to the playoffs. The last like six teams that were the highest scoring defense in the NFL that went to the Super Bowl was like the 70s Steelers, the 85 Bears, the undefeated Dolphins team, the Ravens. Every single time one of those teams goes to the Super Bowl, they win.
Yeah.
You know, and those were teams that usually didn't have good quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So it's like that and Tom Brady.
Yeah.
So it's hard to think that the Patriots would lose. Bill Belichick is a really good game plan guy, but I'm just gonna say the Falcons win. Well, I mean,
you've been wrong up until this point.
Yeah,
so
I have no reason to to be right. I didn't want this to be the Super Bowl. I wanted the Super Bowl to be the, you know, last week. I just didn't want to see the Patriots.
Yeah.
You know, but I didn't really want to see Pittsburgh either. You know, but I don't know. I wanted Dallas to be in the Super Bowl. That's what I wanted. I thought that would have been fun.
Oh, yeah, Dallas. Yeah, I would have loved to see New England and Dallas.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah, that would have been.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a Patriot hater. I like the Patriots.
I mean, they're fine.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to muster up hate for the Patriots.
Yeah.
Is there an NFL team that you hate?
Baltimore,
because they stole the Browns.
They stole the team, and they should have won in Cleveland, but.
Yeah. All right. Well, so there's a bunch of Super Bowl odds, but we're pretty much out of time.
Jeez.
Because you spewed hatred.
No, what
we're at
time
32 was minutes.
Okay.
That's about
you
it.
Do a couple prep bets?
Yeah, let's do a couple of them. Odds that there's a completed Hail Mary. 66-1. 66-1.
No.
Those are good odds.
No, not taking it.
You got to consider the odds. Odds the defense scores a touchdown, 4-1.
Either side. Either defense.
Yeah.
I'd take that.
You take that at 4-1. Odds a kick or punt is returned for a touchdown, 13-1.
No.
Those are good odds. Odds that a kick or punt is blocked, 12-1.
No.
I almost feel like a return is more likely than a block.
I agree.
Odds to throw more touchdowns, Tom Brady, Matt Ryan, or Ty?
Ooh, I go Tom Brady.
Okay. Well, he's 10-9. Matt Ryan's 5-3. So.
Yeah.
Odds to score the most touchdowns. In descending order, Julio Jones, Devonta Freeman, LeGarrette Blount, Chris Hogan, Julian Edelman, Tevin, I don't even know these people now, Deion Lewis, Mohamed Sanu.
I'm going to go LeGarrette Blount.
LeGarrette Blount.
Because people aren't looking at him.
7-1.
Yeah.
Those are tasty odds. All right. Let's see. Interesting. I don't know. None of those are really interesting to me. Odds that both quarterbacks throw for 300-plus yards, 5-1.
I'll take that.
You like? I don't know, 5-1. That's odds that multiple wide receivers have 100-plus yards.
Julio Jones will have 100.
So then one of Brady's guys.
Maybe.
Basically you're talking about. Odds that the Super Bowl breaks the record for most combined points.
Ooh. What is the record? Does it say?
I don't see that. I mean,
that'd be good to know.
Yeah, that's true.
I think one of those Bills-Dallas teams.
Right.
Like, one of those Super Bowls, they scored like combined 80 something.
Over under number of coaches challenges at one.
Over.
Right, in the Super Bowl, you're going to use them.
Use them or lose them.
You're not going to chance it. Odds of a Super Bowl winning kick in the final minute.
Ooh. So if it's going to be 3 points or less.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, it's possible.
Okay.
I'm done.
Yeah, I'm kind of done too. I mean, you know, you go down further, there's going to be odds on Lady Gaga's closing halftime show song. I don't know one poker face. That's not even on the list.
Well, that's what I'm guessing.
Till It Happens to You, You and I, Just Dance, or Other. So you're going to take Other.
I'll take Other.
Odds that Lady Gaga gets booed during the Super Bowl halftime show. I mean, what does that even
somebody
mean?
Somebody will boo her.
Yeah.
And somebody will cheer.
Yeah, so I don't know how Vegas decides that. See, these are the funny ones. You know, why would I have done research before? Over under on the length of Luke Bryan's national anthem. 1:58
Over.
I think Luke Bryan is
country singer.
A country singer.
Yeah. He sings rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey.
Okay.
Yeah, that whiskey makes my little frisky.
I'm not a country music fan.
I like Luke Bryan.
Okay. Here's the thing. I'm feeling like a country music guy is going to go through it a little quicker than like a Whitney Houston type, you know? So it's usually at about 2 minutes. They've got it at 1:58.
Is he playing the guitar?
If he's playing the guitar, it goes under. There's no doubt about it.
Well, he could add some instrumental stuff.
Nah, I suppose that's possible. But I think if he's playing the guitar, he's just going to get... He's going to keep a rhythm and just go. You know what I mean?
See, that would be interesting.
If it's just a cappella,
yeah,
then I think your chances are longer because he's going to take a breath, you know. But if he's playing the guitar, he's got to keep a rhythm the whole time. You know, got to keep that beats per minute going. So, I don't know. Interesting. All right, last one. Odds that Lady Gaga's belly button is visible when she begins her performance.
0%. She'll come out.
I don't know how you can say that.
She'll come out in some ridiculous outfit, and you won't even know. Like, everything will be covered up.
You think so?
And she'll start.
She'll have like that big T-Rex thing on, or something.
I don't know. Yeah. That would be fun.
Yeah. I could see her doing it.
I want one of those T-shirts.
I will say, I'm not a Lady Gaga fan. I couldn't name one Lady Gaga song, but I thought she did a great job of the National Anthem last year.
I like her.
I was actually very impressed. I thought she did a good job. So, I don't like it when you make the National Anthem about you. That's what I don't like. Yeah. And I felt like she didn't. Although she's like completely glittered up and everything. Wow. But I felt like she sang the song the way it was supposed to be.
No,
sung.
She's got some pipes. I mean, she can sing.
She's got some pipes.
She does.
I don't even know what that means.
She can sing.
Yeah, I know. All right. Well, there you go. That's our Super Bowl preview.
Slash LeBron hate.
Yeah. I mean, you know, everybody's going to come here before they watch the Super Bowl. It's like, I got to find out what Dan and Jason think about it. So, there you go. Jason says the Patriots win. I say they lose. Jason says Lady Gaga's belly button will not be visible.
Not.
Sorry, guys.
The opening might be by the closing.
But who knows?
Yeah.
By the closing, anything could happen.
Anything.
And as we've learned, but I don't think Justin Timberlake is on stage with her, so that's good. All right, well, do you have any thoughts as we close?
No.
Okay. There will be a song playing in the background.
Yeah.
I
imagine it will be something 8-bit.
Yeah, usually is. You know that song Sledgehammer, Peter Gabriel?
Yeah.
He was on Genesis.
Yeah.
He was in Genesis with Phil Collins.
Yeah.
I wanna be your sledgehammer. It's kind of a good song.
Yeah.
Let's do that one.
Okay.
It's playing right now.
Yeah, I can
hear it. Probably started playing already.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like kind of amazing. All right. Well, this is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.
Peace.